Hare Krishna. I'm still in New Rajadam. Yesterday, today, we're sort of unwell days. The days were well. I wasn't so well, so I'm just staying here today in the house and taking a bit of a break from meetings and other things, and so I neither gave class nor answering the questions, but rather bring up a interesting topic that came to my mind yesterday as we're putting away the hundreds of books that are sitting around out here in my library from writing Navavraja Mahima, finally really doing a proper cleanup. And the book was Prema Vilas, which is a biography of Srinivasacharya mostly, and Narottam Das Thakur, as well as some other associates of the Lord. And I started to read it. And by hearing and reading of Srinivasacharya's life, pastimes, enthusiasm and sincerity for Krishna consciousness, I felt my own desire for Krishna consciousness immediately grow and increase. And so today's verse was based on a very famous verse of Rupa Goswami writes, Srila Prabhupada quotes in his books as well. Kaviraj Goswami cites in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Bhakta Rasabhavitamati Kriya Apikuto Pilabhyate Tattraloya Moya Mekalam Janma Koti Sukritina Labhyate. And the verse basically says that the only price for becoming Krishna conscious is the intense greed or desire to be Krishna conscious, to have it. And if one can acquire this greed, then somehow or another he should be willing to pay any price for it. And if one does acquire it, then one should protect that greed also at any price. Janma koti sukriti nalabhyate. Do we find ourselves in a certain state of complacency where after having once been greatly inspired to become Krishna conscious, to go back home, back to Godhead, to change the world, being conditioned souls following under the influence of the modes of material nature, has that intense desire to be Krishna conscious been lost to us, or has it diminished? Perhaps not entirely lost, but diminished. And if so, Janma Koti Sukriti Nalabhyate, then somehow or another we need to reawaken that. We all remember the original days when we came to Krishna consciousness. How was it that we were so enthusiastic? By associating with those who were enthusiastic, by reading and hearing about Srila Prabhupada and other great saints and Vaishnavas who attained perfection, by reading Bhagavad Gita and finally getting an answer to the miseries of material existence, and taking vow, yes, I also have to go back home, back to Godhead. And somehow or another, either it may be due to neglect of spiritual practices, not proper association, committing offenses to the holy name, that enthusiasm may wane. But without such enthusiasm, without the desire to go somewhere, you cannot get there. And every activity is inaugurated and initiated by desire. Why do you eat? Why do you move a spoonful of or a palmful of prasad into your mouth? Because you desire to eat. When you don't have the desire to eat, you don't do it. You don't even sit down for the meal. Why do you get in a car and drive to some destination? Because you desire to go there. So Rupa Goswami also says, yes, if you want to go back home, back to Godhead, if you want to go and take shelter of Radha and Krishna's lotus feet, then you have to desire it. And you have to acquire that desire. You have to cultivate that desire. You have to protect it, because that desire is what will actually ensure that we go there. Otherwise, we fall into this trap of becoming complacent worshippers, religionists. We mouth rounds. We engage in some activities that we practice more or less like rituals, and Krishna consciousness itself becomes a religion. Yes, I believe in Krishna. That's Krishna consciousness is my religion. But it's not the driving force in my life. I have so many other driving forces that have compromised me. I have so many driving forces that are taking me in many different directions. And as Krishna says, Bahu sakya hanantasya bhutayo vyavasayinam vyavasyatmaka bhutir ekeha kuru nandana. But yes, we need to have this ekeha. We need to have this single-minded focus going forward. Towards Krishna and not going forward in some other direction, and certainly not going away from the Lord. So it was an eye opener for me, a source of inspiration for me yesterday as I was reading about how dedicated, devoted, renounced, determined such great souls are, like Srinivas. And I became so inspired just by hearing that example, and it reminded me, yes, if I also want to go back home, back to Godhead, I need to have the same type of determination and enthusiasm that he also displays. He wanted to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit, and although that desire was frustrated, he didn't give up. He wanted to accept initiation from Narahari Sarkar, but he was directed towards Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He never gave up his enthusiasm, determination for Krishna consciousness. He wanted to meet Rupa Sanatan Goswamis, and when he went to Vrindavan, he went to Vrindavan, but they'd already passed away. But although circumstances, conditions, even spiritual conditions changed, but still his enthusiasm to attain the lotus feet of the Lord didn't. And that's something that we also want to have. And so something that we need to really revisit. How strong is our desire to be Krishna conscious? That desire is our saving grace. It's our ticket back to Godhead. It's certainly something that we need to take care of, nurture, and feed, so that it becomes, as Rupa Goswami uses this word, lolyam. It's a term that denotes advanced stage of Krishna consciousness. And yet what we're talking about here, the general attraction and desire, that's also applicable not only to the advanced stage of spontaneous attachment, but it's also applicable to devotees in every stage of Krishna consciousness. Without the desire, where do we go? Hare Krishna.